Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Oh, man, her job just hired her ex, and she's got no idea how to handle this situation. Mo, what would you do if you rolled into the station one day and you saw Lucifer here?
Make a U-turn? Completely go, keep going. I would just wouldn't stop.
Like, they had no idea. I'm assuming the job, like, the company has no idea that that is your ex. So, obviously, your ex is up to something that's, you know, shady AF. But at that point, if they're already hired and they're already in the building, you can't really say anything because that speaks more about you than it does about them.
I'd just be proud he got a job finally.
Shots fired.
You know who you are.
All right, Abby, you got the email?
Yeah, I do.
Go for it.
There's this dude named Alex. He was my first kiss, my first date, and probably the reason I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20. Yeet.
Wait.
The yeet doesn't feel fair.
The yeet wasn't from me. That wasn't a bad sound effect for me.
Yeah, that was not just an ad lib from Abby.
Nope, that's written.
Yeah. Yeet.
Okay. Why did she yeet that? Okay.
Don't worry about
it. She yeeted it. She did.
Well, he walks into my job one day like he normally does when he wants to leave his phone number so we can quote unquote talk. I told everyone, nope, my God-given birth certificate name is Rose. If he asks about me, there is no Molly that works here. Well, turns out he was here for an interview. F me, right? I'm not going to tell my boss because I can't have him thinking I have a problem with everyone in the city and the roommates are actually dangerous. This guy is just delusional. Like, who the hell finds someone's job almost an hour away just to leave a phone number? Whatever. I'm trying to find a new job in content creation in social media right now. Hopefully it pans out. I told my boyfriend he knows nothing will happen, but he also agrees about the new job. But we also don't think Alex will last. He said he'd never be caught in a restaurant when we were whatever we were. Now he's proving why. He just can't do it. Me and some of the other servers are saying he'll probably last a month. Until I get a new job, though, what the hell do I do? It's awkward AF. I try to act like my normal self, but his awkward quietness kind of throws off the vibe and really makes it seem like I'm acting. Ah! Maybe dial back my personality. Am I just in my head?
Oh. Yeah, I feel like you're being tested, all right? And I don't know for what reason, because sometimes we're tested and there's no rhyme or reason to it, but we just are. And you have to show how you can rise above. If you know him well enough and you think he's only going to last a month, then he's only going to last a month. It's a very big ask of you to be the bigger person, but I really do think you, now that he's been hired and he's working there, you go to management and complain about him just because of like personal issues or whatever the two of you had, that is not going to look good on you. So at this point, all you can do is suck it up, go into work, and hope and pray that he's going to eventually do what he always does, which is bounce. Yes, Tommy.
Now, Kristen, you're a former server in a restaurant.
Yes.
And from what I hear, there are a lot of relationships that happen.
Oh, my God. Everybody, in restaurants. Everybody dates everybody. Mm-hmm. Mo knows this, too.
So at some point, you're hooking up with these people, and then you break up. How do they handle it when their ex is in the restaurant?
Oh, we were fine. So, like, no joke. It was it like when you watch Vanderpump Rules and like they're all working at Sir and everybody. I mean, that's what it was in the restaurant I worked at. It was like a upscale family owned restaurant, and everybody in the bar, we all dated like. There was a manager I dated and somebody else dated him. And then, you know, like somebody else hooked up with somebody else. And then like it looking back and hearing me say it, it's kind of gross, but it was fine. It was like, you know, we just kind of kept it in the server fam.
Dinner is served.
Yeah.
Ew, no.
It was like that though.
Yeah. And everybody just kind of like dealt with it. Like it wasn't, I don't ever recall there being an issue with an ex whenever we were working. It just kind of was, you broke up and you moved on. Like you didn't hold it over each other's heads.
My thing is I'm a little scared for her, honestly. If he lives an hour away from this job and he specifically got it to be with her constantly, to me, that feels a little stalkerish.
Very true. Mm.
And if I was her friend, I mean, I wouldn't be like, quit your job. But honestly, I would be on the lookout. Like I would be very nervous for her safety. Because to me, this is unhinged behavior. Like it's so much more than just an ex who can't get over their relationship. He's like literally going out of his way to be around her. And I find that a little jarring.
Okay. So from what I can tell, whenever we go out, there has been restaurants are looking for more people to work, and they have been understaffed, especially post-pandemic, for a very long time. So maybe I'm speaking out of turn in saying that you should be able to find another server job relatively easy. But if you can, then that's what I would do. Throwing in what Abby just said about, like, you know, your ex, it's off-putting.
Yeah.
And that's putting it mildly. So, and your boyfriend agrees with, like, you know, finding a new job. If you're able to find another server job somewhere, I'd recommend doing that.
Yeah, I'm with Abby on this. I mean, I would be concerned. If you can get a new job, get one. If you can't, I would at least try to take maybe a week or two off, like to try to throw him off and maybe make him think that you did, because that would probably motivate him to leave. But yeah, I mean, other than that, you just got to have patience and be a professional.
All right, so is the boss's generosity now going a little bit too far here, Abby?
Yeah, so I'm in this Facebook group that I joined when I moved here. I was like, I'm trying to make new friends. So it's this group where a lot of women will like share their experiences and say, hey, I did this. We should all do this next week. Do you want to come out and we'll grab drinks together? But then I found this really long post that was a little bit out of the norm. Normally, it's like a social group where you make plans. This person did a long post where they were asking, should I be weirded out by my boss doing this? So the post says that the CFO at her company bought her two floor seats for $8,000. And she was like, this kind of was a red flag for me. It was extremely generous, but I'm the new girl at work and I feel a little weird about it. She said that he made the comment that now you can't interview anywhere else for at least a year. Then Friday, he had me buy some camera equipment for the office, but asked me to use his personal credit card, which I've since deleted from my phone, and mentioned that he needed to spend $250,000 this year to meet diamond status and buy what he needed, which was only about $300 worth of items that he could have used his business card for. So has anyone had an experience that was similar? Do I find a new job? If I find a new job, do we think there will be repercussions? I need advice of what someone would do in this situation or things to look out for. And then she edited it and she said just to add another piece, him, my two managers, and I talked about the concert that week and I mentioned how badly I wanted to go. And he and his wife said that he had actually gone the night before and texted her that night and said, you have to go. His wife knew that he bought the tickets and she originally declined, but then couldn't find anything within a budget. And she was like, you know what? I'll just take these tickets and move on with life.
$8,000 for two tickets. And she pretty much just started there.
Yeah, she's only been there 2 months.
So the only justification, I think, is if she hasn't been here that long, but if he perceives that she's going to bring in a ton of cash to the company, he may be going like, yeah, I'll pay this $8,000 because she's making $250,000 for us this year, or she will. So maybe it's that, but the other stuff here makes it sound a little creepy.
Yeah, and that's really not going to breed camaraderie in the office if like new chick gets two floor seats to Taylor Swift and everybody else is over here just empty handed.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I feel like if every other employee that's like on the same level or better than her is getting the same treatment, but like if you go into a new office space and they're like, hey, here's $10,000 worth of tickets, like, thank you, but like, what do you want to say? Like, that's immediately where my mind would go. But honestly, I was looking at the comments and everybody was like, just take the tickets and be happy, girl. Like, some people just want to treat you.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I'd be a little uncomfortable, but I'd be uncomfortable at the concert.
Yeah. You'd be uncomfortable in some really nice seats.
Yes, sir.
Right?
The Bird Show.